We start off this hour talking about lasting impressions of the first weekend in college football, which is now in the books, and we move on. Now in Blacksburg, they're trying to move on, but I think there's some things that they should take with them from Alabama. Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Bill called the action right here on Sports Radio 910. And Bill, I said if you had to make a movie title for the game on Saturday, I would call it The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, because there was good, there was bad, unfortunately there was ugly. But there were a few positives to take away.
I think what was good was really, really good. And what was bad was really, really bad. And I think both teams feel that way. And it's been really interesting. I was on a show in Birmingham yesterday. The Alabama fans are really upset. I mean, it was dark Monday down there, and they won 35-10. I think both coaches probably were correct in saying it's a good opener for us because it exposes your flaws. And we saw Virginia Tech special teams flaws. We saw the receivers flaws. On Alabama's side, we saw what happens when you get three new offensive linemen against a defensive line that has over 90 starts. They couldn't handle Tech up front. And so it was really good. They'll be better. Alabama will be better playing A&M in 2 weeks. And the Hokies will be better. They'll be better this week, but they'll be way better going into ACC play for having played the game. So it was a really good thing. From A to Z, the money was great. I'm looking at the TV ratings from Saturday. It did a 3.1 overnight rating, which is dynamite, considering it's a weird time slot at 5:30 in the afternoon. I mean, that's really a good television rating for that time slot. So I think all in all, it was good. No one got hurt, and I think the Hokies are a better team today than they were last week at this time.
Let's get to some of the fallout, and then I want to get to some of the specific positives. But the special teams, and everybody wants to know, what's going to happen with the special teams? How do they get better? I understand that there were starters volunteering that they want to play special teams now.
Well, we had three walk-ons playing special teams coming down that right sideline. And you can do the heights and weights and see they're all, not one of them is 170 pounds. And they're all walk-ons. And we got caught numbers-wise. I mean, if you take a look at the guys that were hurt, they would have been on that special team. And if you're going to play Jack Tyler and people, your starters on those special teams, when are they not going to play? In other words, if you're on defense and on punt coverage and on punt protection and on kickoff and kickoff return, you can't play every special team and start against Alabama because you just can't. And coach was trying to, I don't want to say get away with playing walk-ons because they did a great job. In the past, we've had walk-ons on our special teams unit. They just got out of their lanes and didn't do what they were supposed to do. And Coach, again, today would not talk about who he's taking off that and who he's putting on it. But, yes, some of our veteran guys said we'd like to be on punt and kickoff teams.
How about a wide receiver? DJ Coles had a rough afternoon. Dimitri Knowles, if DJ had a rough one, I don't know what you would call Dimitri's afternoon. But wide receiver position, what happened?
I know. It was so funny. Honestly. Virginia Tech's receivers at least got open before they dropped the ball. Alabama's receivers couldn't even get open. So I don't know. These are good receivers. You know, the kid from Alabama's great. He's going to be a first-round NFL pick. He couldn't shake Kyle Fuller. And our guys got open and then dropped passes. I don't know. It was a rough night for the receivers on both teams. Both teams are going to have to get much better play from their offense moving forward, that's for sure.
How about Virginia Tech, though? Who's behind Coles and Knowles that could step up, that could play?
Well, you know, that was Joshua Stanford's first game. I suspect he'll end up having a really nice career at Tech, but it was his first game going against that defense. And Charlie Meyer was a guy that played really well in the preseason scrimmages, and he was bothered by a hamstring injury. So I'm not 100% sure. They didn't practice yesterday, and they're out on the field now, so I'm not sure what Charlie's status is, but hopefully he'll be able to go Saturday. So I look forward for those two guys to have bigger games this week.
Well, we're talking receivers. We found out last Thursday Ryan Mallick done for the year.
Yeah, that's a crusher.
And, of course, crusher. Timing is everything. Mike Barber writes a really good piece about how the new offense, or at least Scott Leffler's offense previously, really used the tight end. How big of a hit long-term was Ryan Mallick being out for the season?
Tremendous, because we don't have a lot of depth there. We have two converted defensive ends playing tight end. So that's a crusher. And there's a guy that would have been on special teams. You know, he's on that punt coverage team, so is Ronnie Van Dyke. And those aren't excuses. It's just that's why Coach Beamer had guys on the field that he did. And It's funny, if you go back and look at the tape, we got walk-ons trying to cover it, and here comes C.J. Mosley racing down the other way to block. He's a first-round NFL linebacker. They should have returned the kickoff for a touchdown, looking at the personnel. But I'm saying that jokingly. We didn't do a good job covering them, and we had guys get out of their lanes, and it was a first game, and they got caught up in the moment, and they're on that field against the Crimson Tide, and they thought he was down. And as we know, Christian Jones was not down. He kept going and ran it back for a touchdown.
Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910 every Tuesday at 520. And there's a reason I didn't lead with Logan Thomas, because everybody likes to point to the quarterback as the best thing or the worst thing. Logan had a rough day, but as you mentioned, the wide receivers did not help his cause at all. Overall, what did you think of the day Logan Thomas had?
I think they said he had 9 drops and he had a couple of throwaways. He didn't play as bad as the numbers would look. I'm not just sticking up for him because he's my guy. I think it was one of those games. I'm telling you, it was A.J. McCarron's worst game, too.
Yep.
The exact questions you're asking me are the stuff. I was on hold on this show in Birmingham yesterday. And what's wrong with McCarron? What's wrong with Nussmeier, our offensive coordinator? How come we couldn't run the ball? Yeldon's a great running back. How come he wasn't breaking tackles? It's the same stuff. Why couldn't Cooper catch passes? Why didn't we use the tight end? We got a first-team All-SEC tight end. He didn't catch one pass. Yeah, because we wouldn't let him get open. I think it was a great game for the defenses. I think you saw why Kirby Smart and Bud Foster are great defensive coordinators. They've got great players, but they come up with schemes to stop you and take away everything you want to do. And they did that to McCarron. I thought we had 12 tackle for loss in that game. Alabama had 62 offensive plays, 12 tackles for loss, 2 intentional groundings, 4 sacks, an interception, and 2 holding penalties. No one does that against that offense. So I think what Bud and those guys did was absolutely incredible. I feel better about our team now than I did before the game. The way the Hokies knocked them around was great. Their receivers could not get any separation from Virginia Tech's defensive backs. There wasn't any doubt that the Hokies matched up with them from a speed standpoint. And from a physical standpoint, clearly the Hokies won the battle in the trenches on both sides. Now, the difference was Tech, other than the one big play from Edmonds, didn't have a whole lot of running going, but they outgained Alabama on the night. And I feel good about our team. I'm really excited about this team.
Well, once again, I said it yesterday, you take the good with you and you hopefully leave the bad and the ugly down in Atlanta and work on it.
Yeah, you got to catch the ball. I mean, you got to catch the ball and cover punts and kickoffs. If that was an even game other than those special teams plays. So I'm excited about it. I think we're going to have a really good season.
Coming up next, Western Carolina. Bill and Mike, you guys will be on the air at noon this Saturday.
And the kick's at 1:30.
Yep, and I understand sellout streak in danger of coming to an end.
Yeah, and I think this is huge. In my mind, the sellout streak, in a way, is more important than the bowl streak. There's so many bowl games right now. But to sell out every game since 1998 is huge. That's the third longest streak in the country, only behind Notre Dame, which is number 2, and Nebraska, which incredibly has sold out every home game since 1962. Which is just amazing in my mind. And Notre Dame has sold out every game since 1973. But the Hokies are 3rd on that list, right ahead of Oregon, which is 4th. And I hope that streak can continue. So if you're thinking about coming, the weather's going to be great. We've got a brand new video board. We've got a great tailback in Trey Edmonds, who, by the way, set a school record, most yards ever by a Virginia Tech player in his first game. He rushed for 132 yards against that defense in his very first game. And that's what I'm saying. I think there was a lot of really good things in that game, and Edmonds is going to be a star here.
Well, they roll out of Alabama. They roll on Western Carolina coming up, East Carolina, Marshall, Georgia Tech, September. I think that'll be a real interesting matchup against East Carolina, what they did this weekend.
Oh, you know it. East Carolina scored, what, 50? Marshall scored 50? Georgia Tech scored
70.
We're going to play some teams that know how to kick an extra point.
My man, good to have
you
back.
See you, buddy.
See you.